Good morning, everyone. It's always a bit disconcerting as a preacher to see people leave before you've even said anything, but I will not take it personal. As Mark mentioned earlier on, some of the folks who meet in the church here have been reading through this book in the approach to Christmas. It's called The One True Light, and this book is it's a series of daily readings, devotional readings, and it's taken from a specific passage of Scripture. It's the introduction to John's Gospel. John's Gospel is one of the four Gospels that record the life of Jesus. And John's introduction to his Gospel is probably one of the richest passages about who Jesus is. A fantastic introduction to Jesus. So if you would like a copy of this book and you're interested in reading through the devotions, then get hold of me or anyone else after the service, and I'm sure we can get a copy into your hands. Now, I don't mention that because I'm on any kind of commission or anything like that, but today's message is taken from this passage, from the introduction to John's Gospel. I want to read a couple of verses from the passage. The first verse is in verse 9 of chapter 1 of John's Gospel. And here's what it says. It says this: the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. This is the story of Christmas. This is Christmas in a nutshell. The true light coming into the world. You can forget all the presents. You know, all the stuff that we stress ourselves out buying for each other. The decorations, you can forget the Christmas tree and all the decorations that we put up around the houses. Forget the Christmas dinner, the turkey, the Christmas pudding, and who's going to host this year, and do we really need to invite Auntie Jean and so-and-so. You know, these are all the things, they're good in themselves, but these are all the things that we bury and hide the true meaning of Christmas. And here it is, the true light. The true light is a person, Jesus Christ. The true light coming into the world. Another couple of verses from John chapter 1 says this about Jesus. It says, in him, in Jesus, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So from this passage, from John's introduction to John's Gospel, this morning, I want to introduce you to Jesus Christ. Now, maybe you're here for the first time. Maybe this is the first occasion you've come into a church. Maybe no one has ever spoken to you before about Jesus. Well, this is what John does. He speaks to us about Jesus. He introduces us to the person of Jesus Christ. And I want to introduce you to Jesus this morning. Now, introductions are important, especially when you're meeting someone important. Especially when you're meeting someone important for the first time. Now, a couple of months ago, I had the privilege of being introduced to Prince Charles, the future king. Doesn't come much more important than that, I suppose. There's a picture up on the screen. Three wise men, perhaps, or maybe the Three Stooges, whatever you want. But this was when Charles asked where the toilets were and was just approaching myself. But this was an important introduction. It only lasted a few seconds, a minute perhaps. And despite how short the introduction was, you know, I got a briefing beforehand about protocol, about how you can address him. You know, it's got to be Your Highness to begin with, and then Sir. and you don't put out your hand to shake his hand, he'll put out his hand, and then you can shake his hand. And all this list of instructions for this important introduction. And then there was a photographer going around snapping pictures, and he took this picture. And you know, when my mum saw this picture, and when my boss, Jimmy, who I don't think is here today, but when he saw this picture, I got such a row. Because despite all the introduction, all the instruction and the protocol, I spent the whole time speaking to the future king with my hands in my pockets. Introductions are important, so don't make a mess of them like I did. John chapter 1 introduces us to the King, Jesus, the King that we have sung about this morning, the King of glory. The Bible describes Jesus as the King of kings. The Bible tells us that in a future day, every knee will bow before him. He's my King. He's King of my life. And forget Charles. And I mean that respectfully. But that is not the greatest introduction you can have in life. The greatest introduction is to Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas is all about. And that's what this passage is all about. Now, John, in his introduction, he tells us three things about Jesus. Three questions, if you like. Who is Jesus? Why did he come? Or what did he do? And thirdly, what does it mean for me? Those are the three things I'm just going to spend a few minutes talking to you about from this passage from John chapter 1. Who is Jesus? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Who is Jesus? He was a real person. You know, the Christmas story, this isn't some myth, some legend. Jesus was a real person. If you won't accept the Bible's account of Jesus, there are historians that point to Jesus. He was a real person. He lived. He died. He rose again. He's a real person. Who is Jesus? Who is the baby that was laid in the manger? Well, John tells us. We thought about this last week from this passage. Willie spoke about this. His birth was not his beginning. In fact, Jesus never had a beginning because he is God. He is the eternal God. And he is described by John in this amazing introduction as the Word. The Word. And we thought about this title last week, Jesus the Word. And we thought about it that God is telling us that he has fully and perfectly revealed himself. He has made himself known to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Just as my words express my thoughts, God has expressed and revealed himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. Here's what John says about Jesus, the very introduction to his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Jesus Christ is God. Verse 3, John's going to tell us something else about Jesus. He says in verse 3, all things were made through him. He is the creator. He is the source of life. What does that mean? That means he gave you life, physical life. That means he made you. That means that you are here for a reason. Your existence is no accident. He is the creator, the source of life, the Word. Then John, down further down the passage in verse 14, he explains why we celebrate Christmas. He says, the Word, Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh. God became man. And dwelt among us. You know, you should think about the words of the carols that we're singing together. Hark the herald angels sing, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity, God became man. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. Now, why did he come? Why did God become man? Why did Jesus come? Well, this goes back to verse 9, to the first verse that I read at the beginning of my talk. The true light, Jesus Christ, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Why did he come? To give light. To give light to men and women, boys and girls, to everyone who would receive him. He came to give light. What kind of light? Well, we're not talking about Jesus giving everybody a torch or a candle. This isn't physical light. This is spiritual light. This is light that comes from life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Jesus gives people life, his life. And it's the life that produces light. His life is the light of men. Jesus came into this world to bring us life and to bring us light. If he came to bring us life, that means we must be dead. And if he came to bring us light, that means we must be in darkness. The deadness and the darkness of sin. That in our hearts before God, we are sinners. We are in darkness. We are dead in sin. You know, we live in a dark world. Pick up your newspaper every day and you will read about the darkness of our world. The evil, the depravity of people's hearts. The violence. The injustice, the greed that abounds in our world. This is a dark, dark world. And Jesus came to take us out of the darkness and the deadness of sin, to give us light and life. Light and life. You know, I don't know if you have ever seen the film The Sixth Sense. If you haven't, I'm about to spoil it for you, because it's one of those films that has an amazing twist, you know, near the end of the film. And it's about a little boy. And this little boy sees dead people. And the main character in the film, who's played by Bruce Willis, he thinks he's helping this little boy. But the twist of the film towards the end is that he finally realizes that he himself is dead. And it's that moment of realization when he realizes that he is no longer alive, but he is actually dead. You know, that could be you this afternoon. You think you're alive, and you don't know that you're dead. Spiritually dead, dead to God, dead in sin. And this Christmas, this could be the Christmas when you realize what it's truly all about, that Jesus Christ, God became man and came into our world. He was born as a baby to bring you out of darkness into light and to bring you out of death and to give you life. And how did Jesus do this? By giving his life. By dying on the cross. By going into darkness on the cross. Where God laid upon him all of our sins. And he paid the price. He was punished for our sins on the cross. And at Christmas time, you know, we're happy to talk about Jesus as the baby in the manger. But the cross, maybe we're not so comfortable talking about the cross, because the cross is offensive. The cross reminds us of our sin. The cross reminds us that we need to be saved. But that's the reason Jesus came into the world. Now, my third point, what does this mean for me? Now, I don't know if you're like me that when you read a book and you've just started a book, you know, sometimes you like to jump to the end. Maybe to see, you know, is this book really worth reading? Who did it, if it's a mystery or whatever? My wife does that. You know, she's not here today, so I can say this quite comfortably. But when we're watching a film together, and we don't do it that often, but if we're watching a film together, 10 minutes in, you know, she'll be Googling away on her iPad, and she's trying to work out the plot, see how it ends. And then 5 minutes later, after she's done it, I'm off. She's away. And I know that there's, you know, it's maybe not worth watching this film, but John's Gospel, we're going to jump to the end of the book. Because John tells us at the end of the book the reason he wrote this book. And he gives us the answer to this question. What does it all mean for me, Jesus coming into the world? John 20, verse 31, at the end of his book, he says, these are written, the things that were written in his gospel, the book. He says, they were written so that you may believe. This is a personal thing, you see, between you and God. That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. That by believing, you may have life in his name. You know, this is no ordinary message. This is no lecture about Christmas. This is a living message. This message is full of power. Why? Because in him, in Jesus, is life. Life. And to those who receive Jesus Christ, he gives life. He gives life. And he will give you this life, this saving life, this new life, this eternal life, life that will transform you. He will give it to you. John says in verse 12, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. That's where the expression born again Christian comes from. Because you need to be born of God to be given this new life that is in Jesus Christ. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And if you don't receive him, you'll stay in the darkness. And you'll stay dead. The judgment of God. And you'll never know the joy of this new life. You'll never know the transforming power of this new life. You know, I was in Calcutta a few weeks ago. I was visiting some Christian projects over in the city of Calcutta. And I visited the slums and a work that rescues children from the streets. And you talk about darkness. And you talk about death. You could literally smell the death. At nights, they would clear the dead bodies from the slums, children abandoned. And yet I saw life. This life, this new life. I saw it. I spoke to people who, even in such darkness, their lives had been transformed because they had given their lives to Jesus Christ. And they had this life. The transforming power of new life. Because in him, in Jesus, is life. And here's the tragedy. Here's what Jesus said when he was here. He said, the light has come into the world. I have come into the world as the light. People love darkness rather than the light. And Jesus said to the people of his day, you refuse to come to me that you may have life. They wouldn't come. You refuse to come to me that you may have life. This Christmas, Jesus Christ offers you the gift of life. The gift of life. Now, we're all going to receive gifts. We're all going to get gifts, and I bet you receive them. I bet you don't turn any of the gifts away, even if it's socks and pants or whatever. You'll receive them. Here is my question to you this Christmas. Will you receive this gift? Will you receive the gift of life? Will you receive the gift of Jesus Christ, the life and the light he offers you? May God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father, we come to you. We thank you for the light of the world, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the life that he gives. We thank you that in him was life, and the life is the light of men. Father, we pray that you would work in the hearts of everybody here. We pray that people might come to know Jesus as their Savior, that they might come to know this life as a reality. And Father, we just thank you for this time together. We pray your blessing on everyone here, and we thank you for Jesus in his name. Amen.